Blog Talk Radio.
My brothers and sisters, it is indeed a pleasure to present to you Brother Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Greetings and peace to our radio listening audience, and welcome to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Today's show is a great one. We are really going to enjoy this show today. This talk is going to be on politics and religion. Hypocrisy in politics, hypocrisy in religion. The foundation of racism in religion is founded on politics. Hypocrisy is equal to a liar or a deceiver. They base politics in religion and talk sweet talk to you. But when you accept them, you see the hypocrisy. What is being said is not what is being done. Politics control every phase of life in this country. It is not the intentions of politics to do good by the people. It has been set up by Satan to destroy the masses and to use the rich to destroy the poor. Religion's mission is based upon sincerity, and it's meant to turn people back towards the truth and keep them on the straight path of righteousness. Religion's mission began with the righteous Jew, a righteous poor. But today, hypocrisy has been indoctrinated into religion with the purpose of taking people away from the spiritual and indoctrinating them into materialism, which will lead them to their spiritual demise or self-destruction. The people must forget their soul and rely on man or the government for their religious guidance. Man must turn back to the true worship of their creator, the God within, the righteous dictates of their soul, and must recognize that their true God is unseen and has no beginning or ending. Thank you again, our radio listening audience, for joining us today for the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of a Creator. We come to you every Sunday at 10:30 a.m., and we are a nonprofit organization striving to put out the word of truth for the last day that we are in. We want to reach the people and turn them back towards the right way, towards the worship of the one true God, their Creator, and away from the destruction of society. And now, without any further delay, I bring to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, very good introduction. If you all would bear with me patiently, I have a little head cold, but I'm still going to strive to do my best to do the show. And let Almighty Allah, you know, inspire me through his divine inspiration to say what you all need, I need, to save the human race, which is on the brink of total annihilation. So we started off with the government, and we started off with religion. But before we go into that, we want to say, again, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Also, we want to open with prayer. All things begin with prayer. All life begins with prayer, because prayer means that whatever's created, it depends on the Creator for its life and sustaining it. So we got to say the prayer to realize who woke us up this morning and who sustains us throughout our life. It's called Fatiha, or the opening chapter or surah of the final revelations of Almighty Allah that he revealed to his last prophet for all mankind, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah. We began with the name of Allah, the merciful, benefactor, the merciful, redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the day. Excuse me, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds, ruler, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, thy favor, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. I mean, with that said, we would like to start by saying that the government here in the United States of America, when they came here, the Europeans, some hundreds of years ago, you African Americans need to know this. You African Americans need to know why the Muslims are being attacked so viciously by this government. And not just Muslims, but you need to know why black African Americans are being targeted as the worst people in the world. We are targeted. Even with our President Obama, they've been going on 8 years this year. They tried to slander the man. They tried to take the man out of his character. They tried to make him what they say we were, a nigger, someone who don't have no control, who's ignorant, don't know how to respond intelligently to ignorant questions like they ask him. But he's proven them a lie, like Malcolm X did. He's cool, calm, and collective and intelligent under the fire of their shooting arrows at him in a metaphorical sense at his intelligence to try to take him outside of the intelligent man that Allah has blessed him to be. And it doesn't matter whether you like him or not. The man has been blessed to do a phenomenal job, and he's been blessed to do a phenomenal job just by the fact that he's been in there for two terms. None of them crackers, none of them racist crackers, none of them racist Jews, and none of them racist Arabs or racist whoever. But especially the leaders, that's what I'm calling, in religion, they didn't want to see a black man in that position. Let me take you back in history a little bit. Do you know, people, the first black human being, just as I just said, the first human being was black. Civilization began with the intellect, the intelligence put in the black man by Allah to start building this world into a civilized world. You see, that was Adam, and his wife was Eve. They were the first two human beings, and they were civilized. They had faith in Almighty God, Allah. They had two sons. They did not make more of one son than the other. They did not show favoritism towards one over the other, Abel over Cain. But it's just like the world today. This is on a higher spiritual plane, so you have to bear with me, if you will. Now, what we're facing today has got the world in total corruption. I got movies and I got facts on Satan, the evil Satan. And one of the biggest things the evil Satan said he was going to do to keep people from remembering Allah is distract them with TV. He said his main weapon is TV because he knows if he can get your attention on TV, he got so much corruption and things vain that your nerves are false desires, like you'll completely forget Allah and you'll make the things he got on TV your gods. And most people have made the things on TV their gods. Also, he knew that if he could get you on the TV, he could lie to you and make that lie seem like the truth. This is what he did also. The Jacobites, the ungodly Jews in your pain. You see, so we must know this history, get enough history. We must know the cause of causes, why things are happening to us as African-American people as they are. They're happening to us because we're ignorant. We've been cut off from the true knowledge of ourselves. We've said that over and over again. We want to go in a different direction this time. What is the true knowledge of any race? Is it the knowledge of their culture? Is it the knowledge of their social life? No. The true life of human being, humankind, true way to connect with the life of any human being is through the spirit of their creator. He is the life giver. He's also the one that takes life. No one else can do that. And as one imam, beautiful imam, said, for these people walking around here arrogant, thinking that it's all about them, I shared with some people yesterday in Durham, North Carolina. We was talking. I said, as arrogant as we are, African Americans as a people, and then forgot how much mercy Allah showed us in bringing us through slavery and blessing us to overcome Jim Crow segregation, where we were being treated like worse than animals. I said to them, you know, you have to be willing to want to change first in order for a change to come out. And then after you're willing to make the change, you have to exert or put forth the effort together to bring about a change. So what is my point? We were saying how African-American people, they have been bought out, you know, in integration, which happened there, I think, in about 1964. What they did, we was making progress. Think about it. Very good progress in this country. In the 60s, especially, we had businesses. We were talking about all the businesses we had. We worked together. We shared with each other. If someone didn't have flour and you had milk and they needed to cook, we all just lived like one village like we did in Africa. But they said, no, they're getting too strong. Now, who said that? The whites and the Jews. They said, these Negroes are getting too strong. If we leave them by themselves, look how they're excelling. And even in school, they tell you lies. Black people has always excelled whites in school. Still do. But they try to turn it around and make you think, oh, whites are more intelligent. They excel at blacks. And blacks don't have the ability to learn, so we have to put them in special classes. All this stuff is nothing but fabricated lies. They took all of our history of helping civilize them, the European and the Jews. We, the Moors or the Muslims, went over in Europe some hundreds of years ago, and when they went over there and seen the Europeans, they were living in little huts with animals, and they were living filth. The animals were sleeping in the house, defecating and everything in the house. They were living with that. They were dying of diseases. One of the diseases, something to do with chicken pot, and the other diseases, they got that from living with animals. We're talking about the same people, like Queen Elizabeth, King Charles, and all of them. All of them was living like that. When we was over in Africa hundreds of years ago, as kings and queens, and building pilgrimage, and learning the knowledge of science, astrology, how the world functions according to the plan of Almighty God, these people were uncivilized. And they are today, the European and the Jew, in the United States of America, they are showing you their true self is being brought out. They are showing you that they are uncivilized. Now, when they went over to Africa, they took voyages over there. They seen how Africans were so intelligent. They was in awe. They couldn't believe these people over here and all these riches and the Africans, even though we had all the riches on the continent, we didn't worship them things. It was just regular to us. We just realized that their resources Allah has given us and we used them to help ourselves. But no, Satan people say, no, we got to get these riches from these people. And once we get the riches from them, we going to put them in slavery and we going to keep them riches. And so they came up with a scheme or plan, and that scheme or plan is called divide and conquer. All of them people over there, the largest continent in the world, how did they manage to get control over those people? The only way you can get control over people, you have to teach them a falsehood about themselves. You have to teach them lies. You have to lie to them. You have to deceive them to believe things that's not true about you and believe, get them to believe things that is not true about themselves. In this case, they brought the Bible and they brought weapons of destruction. And they went around teaching their own made-up white religion, and the Africans wouldn't accept that. So they say, we got to kill these niggas. And so they started wars, and they started killing off Africans. And I want for all of you who say Africans sold other Africans into slavery, you're wrong. Whether you want to accept it or not, you're wrong. I never believed it, and now I got facts on it. No African sold Africans into slavery. Look at the movie Amistad. It even shows you that. They had guns. They were forced at gunpoint by the Europeans to put their people on them boats, or they were going to get killed along with the slaves. So the Jew, ungodly Jacobite, and the ungodly European, their main weapons is destruction and destroy, murdering, robbing, and stealing from people all over the world. And they're still doing it. And for you here in this country, we don't want to accept that. What about all the jobs that they took overseas from you? Whites, blacks, especially, and they're making cheap, they're getting cheap labor over there because they're not concerned, the leaders in the government itself is not concerned about the public. They're concerned about the wealthy that run the government. So that's why they took jobs away from over here so that this country wouldn't be able to sustain its people. You got to have jobs in order to have an economy. You got to have an economy working in order for the people to have jobs, in order for the people to survive and sustain themselves. That shows you that the government don't give a goddamn about its people. Now you got these old crazy clowns like Donald Trump and who was a gambler. So I'm going to use that. What is he doing? He gambling with your life. He's telling you, we ain't doing nothing but gambling with your life. We don't care nothing about your life. So I just want to say this, and before I stop, I want to say, people, African Americans in particular, if you want to come out of this terrible condition you're in all around this country, do like the African Americans are doing in Atlanta. Put down these old titles and these old things that divide us, like religion, like I belong to this organization. I'm a Elks, I'm a Mason, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Christian. Above all of that, what was you before you was a Christian? What was you before you was an Elk? What was you before you was a Muslim? You were black, and you still black. And the white man, though, he let you know, and the Jew, no matter what you call yourself, if you black, he's showing you you're a nigger. Look at President Obama. He's got the leading position in the world, and they still showing him you still a black nigger. And we're going to treat you like that as much as we can. And then treat him like that. They're telling all black people, y'all are still subordinate to us. Y'all are still niggas. And we still don't have no love for you, we gonna take back America for white people. That's why we came here anyway, to for America to be ours and not the blacks and not the Indians and not nobody else. With that said, I'm through at this time. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. Thank you. Imam Shaheed Shabazz again coming on strong today about hypocrisy and politics and hypocrisy and religion. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to God. We want to thank you for such beautiful teachings coming to us today. And I see we do have someone here to join us today and to comment. And we want to remind the audience that you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. And today we are bringing you a discussion on hypocrisy in politics, hypocrisy in religion. And Imam Shabazz has gotten off to a very good start with us today, letting us know that hypocrisy has always been, and hypocrisy has its reason and purpose for being in religion, and that's to bring down the sincere, devout servants, to bring down the true worshipers of the Creator, and to overtake it. It's Satan, the evil enemy, who desires to overtake the good, the righteous, those who are struggling to establish goodness on earth, a world for all to live in peace. They don't want that. They want it all for self. They're jealous and envious. And today, it shows more than ever. Religion at one time was basically, you found people very sincere. They were striving, they believed in one God because of what name they called him, they still saw him as the one creator, the creator of all creation and all humanity. Today they are divided and separated and arguing among each other. But Allah God is on the scene. The all in all is bringing his people back together as one. And we've been going to some beautiful programs recognizing the works of our leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and honoring him for what he did on this earth and remind the people of his efforts to reunite man and bring us together as one. He used the word brothers, and a lot of black people don't like that, but that's another way of saying we are one people, one humanity, and we must see and recognize and respect each other, said, because we are all from one Creator. And we've been going to some very nice programs that have been given by other denominations, by the Hebrews and the Interfaith. We went to an AME church, and we went to the Hebrew synagogue, and they have been giving great recognition to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. for his works, and also calling on us as a people to unite in one what we call brotherhood, one humanity. So we can see that despite all that's looking wrong, there's always that righteous few, as Imam Shaheed Shabazz said, who's working. And you can see the light still shining and coming on through. And we know that in the end, right will win over, even though it might seem far from that right now to some of us. I won't hold you any longer. I will bring on our beautiful guest for today, and I recognize these phone numbers by now, and I know that this one is our brother from North Carolina, Durham, North Carolina, and we want to bring him on today and say, As-salamu alaykum to you.
As-salamu alaykum, sister. As-salamu alaykum, brother.
Well, alaykum to you, brother. Alaykum salam to you, brother.
Yes, good morning. I want to give all praise to Almighty God, Allah. You know, for, you know, the greatness that he has blessed us with. And this day and time, we, you know, it's still such a great blessing that we do receive from Almighty God. You know, his mercy, his kindness, and all the destruction and all the confusion and the misguidance and all that's out here amongst us, and Allah is still great. He's still just wonderful, you know. And I thank Allah for people, Shaheed, like yourself, your wife, and you know, to continue to reach out and try to wake up the people and share, you know, share the word with all with the people that Allah is still. It's still Allah's world. He's still in control, you know, because a lot of times, you know, as you were speaking last week, that, you know, the people being asleep, you know, and a lot of us are asleep, man. A lot of us are, you know, it's almost like we're in the woods just running around and don't know which way to go and don't even know where we at half the time, you know, and I just see that among you know, the people these days and time, and it's just a great blessing to know that there's somebody out there, people out there like yourself, that's constantly trying to wake us up and remind us of the greatness of Allah, and it's a great thing. And for the topic of the day that you're speaking about, I see that to be so true, and you know, and it said in the end of time that the people will be deceived by the government and by religious leaders. They will be deceived by both of them, the government and the religious leaders. And these days and time, with this pop political thing that we see, and definitely now that they're running for a new president, and like you say, they did give respect to the one that we had. So in these days and time, if you can see anything, If you're woke and you're not fully energized, you know, you wake up in the morning, you're woke, you're up, but you're not fully energized. You know, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. It's not 12 where you're energized at. You know, so if you woke up any bit, you can see the deception and this political thing, man. It's just a big confusion and lies. I mean, these people don't care. They don't give, you know, they don't give one president to the next any credit. We try to give, you hear the political leaders now, they'll speak about George Washington and the forefathers and those kind of people. But you take these people now, they won't even say that the last government last president did anything good. When they get ready to get in the chair, all they do is criticize, put down, and spit bad karma and news out there about the last leader. Instead of upholding and respecting the leader and keep it moving, they just shooting each other down, man. And these religious leaders, man, you can see that. I say at the end of time, they say it's going to be, we will be deceived by political leaders and religious leaders. And it's very obvious today to see that. And so I really thank God that we got some people out here, like yourself, Brother Shaheed, that is not interested in neither one, but just want to wake the people up and introduce them to Almighty God Allah, and it's a great thing. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Very beautiful. Very well put. In response to that, I just want to say, Brother Larry and the listening audience, that, you know, we as human beings have been so tremendously blessed even to be alive. Now, after being alive, you know, physically, I want to go a little bit further. Almighty Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, says the greatest gift that he's given to the human being is called, I think in Arabic, but if not, it's called intelligence, intellect. Now, why is this? This will free us from what we're talking about. You know, Almighty Allah, he describes in the Bible, Quran, all his revelations, But the Quran is all this revelation. It's confirmation of all of them. He's saying how he created the human body, okay, as a morsel of flesh, and he developed that morsel. It first come from a sperm drop. Morsel of flesh, gave him bones and clothed us bones and clothed the flesh with bones. And after he completed us in the womb of our mother as a body, that was one life, okay? Now, Allah say that he yet created another creature, a being out of that human body. Most people don't emphasize this. This is why the world and the shape is in. That life that Allah is talking about is what he say he inspired or put some of his life-giving spirit in our heart and then made our heart become a living soul. Now, check this out further. Once he did that, he put his spirit in our heart, and our heart came alive. That's why you got feelings in the heart. That's why all the feelings come from the heart, because life is in feeling. You don't have no feelings, you don't have no life. Also, now, that wasn't their completion. Allah created the intelligence and the mind, and what he did, he created the heart and put his life, given words and inspiration in the heart. And so he blesses us, but we have to do this on our own now. He blesses us with the nature of good, his goodness. That's what he was doing, putting it in us. But if you leave the goodness inside of you, you can't benefit from Allah's goodness if you're holding it inside. It has to be brought out so that not only you can benefit from his goodness, but others around you, your brothers and sisters among humankind. So now, the heart of man and woman, it gave birth, or gave rise to our thinking, right, righteous thinking. You see, we feel it in the heart. We think about it in our mind. We reason with it in our mind and intelligence. And then once we do that, Almighty God guide us to make the right decision, to choose the best over the worst, to choose the good over the evil. But this is the process. So what am I getting at? I'm getting at this. The government has failed you. You failed yourself, most people. School has failed you. Religious leaders have failed you. So how are you going to get back on the right track? How are you going to save yourself? That's just it. The answer is what I just said. People have to realize that if they want to be saved from destruction, that your salvation is not in having a religious leader. Your salvation is not in having a political leader. Your salvation is not even in you having a religious teacher to teach you, even if he ain't in religion. Your salvation as black, African-American, white, whatever you want to call yourself, your salvation is in your conscious recognition of your Creator's divine life-giving spirit in your soul, in your heart. Once you recognize this, then all the evil outside of you and all the evil that you are allowing to come out of you, you'll recognize this is not my nature. This is unnatural. And then you'll realize that my true nature is good. But you got to want this. Almighty God, Allah, say he tests us with good and evil, both by way of trial. And me and a man was talking yesterday, and this is profound too. You can't have good without negative. We was using an analogy I often use. When you crank up a vehicle, it's not the positive that cranks up the vehicle and get it started. It's the negative. Now, why is this? Because what we think is negative is really not negative. Because Almighty God, Allah, don't create things negative. He created us with evil, not evil and good, but he tests us, created us all good. But he tests us with evil and good to try our faith, to see who will accept the evil, you see, over the good, which is natural, which brings about unity, which brings about harmony in the world, which brings about love for one another in the world. When the evil do the opposite, it causes division, separatism, and hatred for you, for your brother and sisters among mankind. So being that, as I said, I have a head cold, I'm doing the best that I can at this time. I want us to understand that the government, not only of the United States, but all over the world, as Brother Larry said, there's another saying that in the end of time, like we are in, that the religious leaders, Allah say this, not me, they would be godless, meaning they wouldn't have God in them. In them. And say the political leaders, say they would be oppressors. Aren't we in that time? Absolutely. So what did the people do in the old days? Ain't nothing new under the sun when these same things happened. When the religious leaders failed them, when politicians failed them, how did they overcome that oppression by the religious leaders? And how did they overcome the oppression by the politicians? I'll tell you how. Same way Allah working never changed. They had to turn back to Almighty God, Allah. He sent prophets and he sent messengers to show them the way to come back to his unity. And once they did that, the few or the ones that did that came back to his unity, his goodness, his righteousness, his justice. He destroyed the oppressors and government, politicians, and he destroyed the religious leaders also. He did that with every prophet and every messenger, and he have not changed today. He's an unchanging creator. As Brother Larry say, he's an ever-evolving creator too. So a lot of people in religion today, I want to mention that hypocrisy. They think that they can use religion, but yet at the same time, go on living a worldly life. That's what they think they can do. They think they can talk faith on one hand. Like the politicians, they think they can talk faith, just tell you a good talk, give you a good talk, and don't you worry about what I do, but just believe in my good talk. But don't look at what I'm doing to you. Just accept what I do to you, but just make sure you listen at my good talk. Jim Jones was a religious leader. Some of you might know it. I'm about finished. And he started out with the Bible. Even had an interfaith with my leader, Imam Mufti Muhammad, peace be upon him, the soul and the mercy of Allah, and out in L.A. And, he seemed to be doing good, with the people. But I seen something even then when I seen the congregation large out there in L.A., Los Angeles. I seen a people, Allah showed me, that was really not thinking for themselves. And I seen a people that had totally, they were worshiping this man. They had idolized this man. And once you do that, you idolize a man or anything, especially a religious leader. Those things that you place as an idol besides the unseen true creator will destroy you. He took them over there in South America, I think it was, and destroyed them. He told them, say, hey, we done lived a good life. Now they coming over here to try to mess up our good life God done gave us on earth. Now it's time for us to go back to God. So this is divine intervention right here. We got to die now, because if they kill us, then we might go to hell. But if we die for God, then we'll go to heaven. You see the psychology, the diabolical psychology that the whites use on blacks in particular. And they accept it because they're still slaves in their thinking. they still think that the white man is the savior. And this is because when the white man gave them us religion back about 500 years ago, they stripped us of all the past knowledge about Islamic history. And they beat us and they put such horrible treatments on us. It made us fear. You beat me, beating a person down every day. After a while, they'll say, okay, man. Okay, you got me. I'll do what you say. So this is what happened to the African-American people. We was beat down, mistreated so much that they wouldn't even let us read. They said, if we catch a nigger, a Negro reading, beat him, and in some cases kill him, and have all other Negroes to stand around and see that this is off limits to you all. You are not to read. You ain't human beings. You're three-fifths of a human being. We, the whites, have to teach y'all black niggers everything you know because you don't have the ability to think and reason because Almighty God didn't create you equal with us. And so teaching this for over 500 years, and they gave us a religion. Have you to understand, down here in North Carolina, it's called a Bible Belt. And it ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. These people that say they believe in the Bible all around this country and the world, they don't. The majority of them, they don't give a damn about the Bible. They care about what the Bible allows them to do. And what do the Bible allow them to do? The Bible allows them to justify their sins in the name of religion and God and think that it's all right. This is why you got murderers. Murdering. The Bible's full of murdering, killing God's or Allah's prophets and messengers, and they used the Bible. They made everything in the Bible white, and they also made anything that white people do because they was God and they was God-like, that anything they do to anybody who didn't look like them, it was justified because they was already given permission by God to treat the people of color like they wanted to treat them because God had gave them the authority to do so. So this is very important. Think on this deep. And this hypocrisy, Allah say hypocrisy for all you hypocrites. Allah say hypocrisy carries its own doom and destruction. And Allah also say hypocrites, they think they are deceiving. It's like the government. Allah say, hypocrites, they think they are deceiving Allah, their creator, and those who truly believe in him, like me. But he say they are only self-deceived, and they realize it not. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Thank you, Imam. Shahid Shabazz. Yes, sir. Beautiful teaching today, and I want to remind you again, our radio listening audience, that you're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. If there's anyone out in the audience who would like to give a comment or ask a question, push the number one button. Push the number one button on your phone, and you will show up on our board, switchboard, and we will be glad to have you to participate and join us. The reality of the Creator, Imam Shahid Shabazz, hypocrisy in politics, hypocrisy in religion. And now we're going to go back to our guest for the day, someone who's called in, Brother Larry, and we got another comment from him. Brother Larry, are you still there?
Yes, I am still here. And I appreciate those good words, Brother Shahid and sister. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. As I sit here, Brother Shahid, and listen, and of course, you know, you give me your words food for thought, and there again, you know, it's to wake up the people, wake up the people that can hear your voice, and inshallah that it will spread dearly across to reach other people. And as I sit here and listen to you and hear you, and, you know, the one thing, but like you say, we have to take the initiative to unlock your desire within yourself, to dig into yourself, to open up to the God within yourself. You know, the Bible says that, you know, the body is the temple of the Lord. And until you, you know, go into yourself, until you experience that, then we will continue, people will continue to look outside themselves for some salvation. You know, they'll continue to look in the sky. They'll continue to look to someone else, the cross, the white Jesus, something outside of themselves to be saved. And like, as you say, anytime you look outside of yourself, everything you see will be gone. Boom. You know, your religious leader will die. Your mansion may burn down. Even, you know, back in the day when these people was worshiping the sun went down. They said, oh, no, that's not God. You know, so anything that you look outside yourself, you will soon see that it will go away. You know, all the love, everything that you see out there, the big oak tree will soon, the leaves will die on it, and they will fall to the ground. The big shaded tree, the fruits and the your vegetables in the garden, after a while, they will even rot and go away. So everything that we look outside ourselves will eventually go away. And you often speak that we need to look within ourselves. And I was asking the question, and I was asking myself and asking the question one time, you know, and it says, the Bible says that unless you be born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. So how, what is it that it says, you know? So, and I would say to the people that unless you, the only way that I've seen in my experience, I'm not a religious, I'm not that leader that tell you something and you just follow me, you know. As you say, Shai, you want to get people to look within yourself, trust in God, and look within yourself. So I would say to you that unless you, the way to get this feeling back, the way to go into yourself, the way to humble yourself and receive the blessings of Almighty God, to have that wake up, is to fast and pray. If you fast and pray, you will find out that you have a combination, or you have a lock, or you have the key to unlock the mystery, unlock the will and the desire within yourself. If you fast and pray, and I'm not saying that, you know, in the Quran and in Islam, you know, you say you should fast every year, which is good. And then Christians, and people do fast, which is good. But you have lived this earth for years, and you have not fast, then you do not know what you missed out on. So if you were to fast sincerely, if you were to fast, it's nothing but once in life. If you were to fast, it's nothing but once in life with sincerity, you will see what I'm saying, or you will see what, brother, what you are saying, telling the people how to receive the God within yourself. If you can do that once with sincerity, I will bet you, I will guarantee my life that you will, there's no way that you cannot, you will miss on receiving the will and the best of Allah. Because he tells you that all of his prophets did it. They didn't do it for no reason at all. So you have to, if you want to receive the inner spirit within yourself, you do that right there, and I will assure you that you will receive the blessing and the will of Allah if you are sincere about doing it, and if you would do it in prayer and fasting and prayer, you will receive and you will unlock the will and the spirit and the desire that Allah is within rather than outside. And of course, he showed you his signs, but all that's out there is just a sign to you to show you his greatness. But his spirit is within you. And you often say, Brother Shahid, and there again, I so much admire you and love you, brother, as a brother. I so much admire you for because you are constantly telling people. I've been knowing you, as you always say, that we've been knowing each other for 35, 40 years or longer. And I met you when I was in my 20s. And I have never, people, I've never, this brother, I've never been in the presence of this brother. I spoke with this brother over the phone when he did not mention Allah, when he did not mention or try to give me some encouragement to go on or give me some wisdom and understanding to keep striving, to wake me up. So I say that to say this because there are so many negative things out here with people, and of course, I laugh and joke, but and brother, you and I, we laugh, we laugh and share things, but I just give you the credit, and I admire, like I said, I admire the fact that you always speak life to people, you know, my kids, people that you, in my company, whenever you come around. So I admire that. And the thing about it is that we have to do this. We should do this because you just want to bring people back to realizing that if you don't do for yourself, if you don't get up and strive and try to help yourself, then we doom. We doom the other people. You doom the other person if you don't do so. So we have to, if I want, you know, and I know through fasting and praying, that it has helped me, it has woke me up, it has brought about an inner spirit in me to say that, you know, God is right here with you. He's with you. You don't have to go out there and praise some guy or some idol or some person. You know, it's within you. And the spirit is right there, and that's what you want. That's what I seek, and that's what I look for, the greatness, the spirit of Almighty God. And I look for it, and anything that I see and do, I look for the goodness of it. But you got to start within yourself. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, Brother Larry. Well said. Very eloquent spoken. I agree with you 100%. You know, in the Holy Quran, for all of the Muslims and all of the people who have Qurans that quiet as kept say they Muslim, and all of you all who don't, it is the final revelations of Almighty Allah, the Creator for all people, for guidance. Now, I want to go to something I let Allah reveal to me. Allah say in the Holy Quran, He says He has revealed the Quran, His final revelations to mankind as a healing for the diseases in our hearts. Yes?
Allah.
In our heart. Now, like Brother Larry was saying, self-restraint. Allah says in the Quran that He has revealed fasting for us that we may learn what? Self-control, self-restraint. How in the world can you serve Allah without controlling yourself? If you look at, we look around us, the people are, and the government and everybody, all these evil people, and even sometimes me as a human being, if I don't have self-control, I act outside of the character, the good character that Allah has created in me. Like Brother Larry said, I'm going to go for you Christians with this one right here. Jesus, probably, his name wasn't Jesus, really. It was Esau. Weren't even no words like that used language during that time. He was here 2,000 years ago. Anyway, that ain't the point. The point is that the man said, also concurring with all other prophets and messengers, Allah's truth is what? Said the kingdom of God, Allah, is within us, our body. I said earlier, when Allah put His spirit in our body after He completed the creation of our body as humankind, He said we didn't become living souls until He breathed or inspired something of His spirit into our heart. Now, like Brother Larry said, Allah also said He created us weak in flesh. So in the flesh, every human being is weak. Oh, yes, our nature of our flesh is weak. Now, why is the nature of our flesh weak? So that we will recognize, unlike most people, that you ain't in control. You're not in control. See, Allah wants us to think. And if we think, we can see all his signs showing us that we are helpless, helpless just like a baby before Allah at all times. We need Allah just to survive through this evil world at all times. And you cannot get Allah's protection if you don't obey Allah. And most people in religion, yes, I'm talking to you all hypocrites, they go through their rituals, whatever the Christians go through, the Jews and the Muslims, three major religions. But what tells anybody that a man or woman know God, Allah, or believes in Almighty God, Allah? It's their discipline and or adherence or obedience to the word of Allah in their life, which will make their life an ordered life. They will do things in a certain order. They won't be out here like most people, just doing things out of order, any old thing, acting crazy, killing people with no conscience. No, the consciousness that Allah put in us, when he put his spirit in us, it was a God consciousness. So if you ain't conscious of God, Allah, in yourself, how in the world are you going to be conscious of God outside of you? Because he's not outside of you, as Brother Larry say, because he created this world outside of you and the material things in our flesh, only to test our faith, the seeds. Who's going to choose to believe in the things they see, which are temporary, or who's going to believe in the unseen creator inside of them that have no ending and no beginning? And also, I want to say this. The Christians say it in this way, the Muslims say it in another way. Allah says in the Christian Bible, and they say, and it's true, that he say he created life and gave life to the human being, not for us to have temporary life, but to have life more abundantly. Now, the clarification of that, so that everybody can understand it, Allah says this. He said he created the human being's life to test us to see which of us would be best in our conduct. He also say it is not our material things, nor our children, nor our flesh self that's going to bring us closer to him in steps, stages, and degrees. He letting you know your money ain't no good to him. Your body, how do you think you pretty? I'm a queen, I'm a king. Stop all that crazy stuff. He letting you know all of these things are temporary. Your flesh, the material world, going to pass away. But he say all this with him, spiritual world, going to last forever after this sealed world of his creation on the earth and in the heaven pass away. So, people, this is serious because most people are dying fast. I mean, you know, lots of people, I say. And Almighty God, Allah, don't want to see people destroyed. He wants us to see people live and live a good life because life is in goodness, the goodness of Allah. But if you don't want that good life, understand this too. Allah is not going to force you to live a good life if you don't want it. And I'd say this, like me and Brother Larry said, I use myself as an example. When I was out in the world before Islam, stealing, robbing, whatever I did, I always recognized that paying for it now, I'm going to pay for it later. But I also recognized this is the key, that, man, I'm not happy doing this stuff. I was always scared on the law, wondering when the consequences of my actions was going to catch up with me, because we know that's inevitable. You reap what you sow. You're going to get back what you put out. So I said one night, a midnight, I talked to Allah. I said, Allah, I want to change. I want to live a good life. You didn't create us to sin and rape women and do all of this stuff that I see these cats doing, and I'm with them too, you know. I said, that's wrong. My nature told me that. But I got away from the crowd because they wanted to keep on doing that stuff. I felt so bad. I cried out to Allah and said, Allah, I said, I don't know where you at and how I am supposed to connect with you. I was in the room by myself, in the house by myself. I say, but tonight, I fell down on the floor. I just laid there. I say, just show me the way out of this hell and misery of sin in this world. I said, if you do, I promise you, I will follow your way and I will never turn back. And that go back to what Brother Larry said. That's been going on 42 years ago. And I, at that time, when I did that night, I was in the dark. And I went down the street, not too far from where we stayed. My girlfriend was down there. And they were down there playing a card game called Spades. And so I felt strange. I cried and prayed. And then after I cried and prayed so long, I stopped crying and I just got up, got myself together, walked down the street, and I went to her house. And they had like a sectional house, like the living room right here. In the middle, they had a room, and then the kitchen in the back. So I called her because I didn't feel right going back there at that time. I called and asked her to come up there. I just wanted to talk to her about my experience. When she got in the middle room, it was dark in the living room, so she started hollering. And to me, I'm like, wow, what you hollering for? What's wrong? And she just kept hollering. She couldn't even speak at that time. So I say, honey, stop, you know. Everything's all right. I say, you know, what is it? Then she finally eased her way over there to me. She didn't just come over there. She walked real slow, like she was looking at something that I didn't know what she was looking at. So when she finally got over there to me and sit down and start talking to me, this is what she said. She said, I seen lights all over your body. Your whole body was glowing. So there it is. That's the answer. The light of Allah is in us. But you will never understand as likes you hypocrites until you be, as I was, sincere. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be upon him, said religion is sincerity. The government is not sincere. That's why they're hypocrites. Most people in religion are not sincere. That's why they're hypocrites. That's why evil is growing fast and rapidly, almost taking all human beings with it, because people fail to realize that God, the Creator, is within, and he don't deal with you when you're insincere. He only deals with sincerity. He only accepts our good. You can't justify no bad or wrong and go out here and rob and get dope money. You can't go out here and keep raping and sinning and think that God will accept that. He do not accept our wrong, but he do accept repentance, sincerity, repentance, and change. I stop at this time. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Beautiful, 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 brother. What a wonderful discussion we're having today. Brother Larry and Inel Shaheed Shabazz, you brothers, Allah is really with you. And I am telling you, your teaching is strong. I'm just sitting here today sort of just enjoying, absorbing and enjoying these beautiful teachings, these beautiful knowledge and words from Allah that you're sending out to the people, messages that you're giving to the people. And brothers, I am in agreement with you. I was just thinking about some of us talking about the church and all the churches and synagogues and all these places. And I was listening to what you all were saying. And in reality, what people fail to realize or don't want to realize is that the churches and synagogues and mosques and cathedrals and all of these places, they are supposed to be places to worship God, but in hypocrisy, they are places for people to gather and socialize and to discuss themselves and who they're about and what they're about. and what their plans are to do in society to be seen of man. And a lot of these brothers, we went to this beautiful synagogue, and all it was so decorated, just beautiful. You could tell it was modern, hadn't been built that long. And on the inside, it was so huge, the seating space looked like it could sit 1,000 people at least. It had a big, beautiful balcony and all, everything very modern. But there wasn't even, I believe, might have been a little over 100 people there. And the people, it's just, it's really pretty dull. It was a celebration of, the intentions were well, I believe, but it was a celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And it was shown that the people were coming to be seen, to show off this beauty theirs, you know. That was really their God, this synagogue, this church, you know. And the way they dress and all, they come to be seen of each other and to show off the buildings. And that's why we say that a hypocrisy in religion. Because today, when people go out to these buildings to worship, they don't go out to worship God. They go out to worship self and the building to be seen of being in this big building. If it's a small building, a little homely-looking building, something that is not beautifully decorated, you'll find that people will turn away from it. They won't go there. I don't care how sincere, how serious the people are, how much they're serving God. They won't come if you invite them to that little small building. So that goes to show you how man's minds have been turned aside, as he may have been turned away, as Imam Shahid Shabazz has said, and our hypocrisy, the hypocrisy that is in religion, Satan in religion today, turns people towards materialism. So they're actually worshiping materialism instead of worshiping their creator. And as such, they are, without realizing it, they have lost really their own soul. Evil can exist, of course, unless we open up the doors of our hearts and let it enter into our souls. And this is what we allow ourselves to do when we follow the dictates of others, of society and other people, and do what they say do. So man today is not worshiping the Creator, and this is why we have these problems. He is worshiping the people, himself, worshiping himself and worshiping these big edifices that he's Allah's blessing him to make. But with that, it's a trial. Like he says, materialism is simply a trial. Which will you choose? Will you choose me, or will you choose this materialism that I've allowed you to use? We must understand and take a good look and see that the true sincere ones are the very few hearts, and most of them, many of them, I would say, stay at home. They worship their Creator through studying His Word, making their prayers, striving to live upright lives, and they say they don't. Many will not go to the church if they let you know that they're hypocritical. It's their hypocrisy. And they don't want any parts of going to that church and being among the hypocrites. They say they can serve their God, Lord, in their own way. And they're out there reaching the people, being good, being kind, offering what they do have. Many are poor, but despite how poor they are, they offer what they do have to help someone else. These are your true servants of Allah, true servants of the Almighty God. And they let you know they don't mind every word, the words that come from their mouth about their Lord, their God, and how they serve and worship Him. So this is the way that man has to turn back to the God within, as Imam Shahid Shabazz and Baba Larry has said. He is within you. And man has to turn back and look within himself. He doesn't have to go out here and try to get approval from the people in society and go to these big, fine edifices called churches, synagogues, a mosque, to find his Creator, to find God, and to serve Him. He's right there within him. He served him by following and obeying the words, his teaching. And as Imam Shabazz and Brother Larry also said, that prayer and fast, those are the answers. Because they take you out of this world and off this world and what it's about. And they place you into recognizing You're growing to simply recognizing your creator and his will and your purpose for him on earth. You become more conscious of who you are and your purpose as far as serving your creator's concern and doing his will and living an upright life. So it's very important that you stay in prayer and stay in fasting, because when you turn towards your creator, he turns towards you, because you're asking him for his favor. You've been praising him and seeking his help and guidance, and he brings you that help and guidance, and he brings it through you, to you through his word, through his word. And his books. And once you open that book, sometimes you'd be looking, trying to figure out why, what to do or how to do something. And you go and you grab your Quran and you grow. And even in the Bible, there's the truth and the right way to serve the Creator, Almighty God, Allah. It's in the Bible too. And you can go there. You can be, as long as you're looking and seeing God, and seeing Almighty Allah as one Creator. You go to that bird and he'll direct you to where to look in the book. Because he knows that you don't understand, but the truth is in that Bible. The Bible is truth mixed with falsehood, remember. So the true ways to live life is in there. That's the bait that catches the people. And your Creator will guide you to that way that you are to serve him through goodness, through helping your fellow man to start to live an upright life and be the best of a human being, be the best in conduct. These things you will find are the guidance that your Creator is giving to you. And I don't want to take up any more time now. I see time moves on. As they said, when you're having a good time, it moves fast. It passes fast. So I'm going to ask Brother Lev if he has a word. We have about 3 minutes left. If he has a word, something to say. And then we'll turn the program back over to Imam Shaheed Shabazz. Brother Larry.
Yes, I thank you all again. For bringing the word and keeping the program going and reaching out and trying to wake us up and help us out in reference to guidance and just pointing us in a direction in which we can save our, you know, be access to society and save our reach out and save. You know, to save ourselves, I would say, to with the will of Allah. Of course, Allah is the giver and the taker of all things. And, you know, he, as Brother Shaheed, and I just said, as you mentioned, sister, that we have to, he's the giver and the taker of all things. And, but he gives us a will to do. And he gives, he puts things out there to inspire us to do, goodwill and to give him the praise and show that he's the one to be glorified. Even when we look out to Mother Nature and see the wonderful things that's out there in the world, trees and bees and mountains and oceans and these kind of things. You know, it's just to give him the praise and the glory. Because he's so rightly deserving. And it's great to just look at each other as human beings and see how blessed we are. You know, it's just sometimes just heart stopping to know his greatness and see his beauty and his wonders that he has allowed and he has given us. And I would say that, you know, it can be hard for us as people and in this day and time to do good, I would say. But after difficulties comes ease. I mean, none of us are perfect and we all make mistakes or come short, as they say, come short of the glory of God. But that's the difficulty that comes in. So we have to keep inspiring, even in our words and even in our actions as human beings, continue to keep be you know, inspiring people and reaching out to one another. But we also have to be quick to, we also have to be quick and willing to forgive each other, to embrace each other, even in sometimes, a lot of times, even in our wrongdoing. Because I know, Brother Shahid, you often mentioned that you have to kill evil with good, and we have to do that. We have to just reach out and try to love and embrace one another. You know, I often use the scenario of we, and the sister just mentioned about the Bible. There is goodness and there is righteousness in the Bible, but it's also mixed with falsehood. And I do agree. But I also use a scenario of, you know, you can listen to a fool. You'll learn something if only you learn how not to be a fool. You know, we fish, we eat the fish. We don't eat the bone. A lot of times, you know, there are bad times. And there are corruption in the world today, as we see. But we can't stop. We can't let that stop us from marching on and going on. We have to go through the fire. We have to go through the hard times. We have to go through the difficulties, the evilness. But we still have to keep marching on, you know, as individuals, as people. And we have to going through that, we still have to reach out and try to help.
Thank you,
one
Brother
another.
Larry. I don't mean to cut you short. Such beautiful. Beautiful message, beautiful teachings
you're
giving us, but we are running short of time. We have about a minute and a half to go, and I want Imam Shabazz at this time to close us out with a prayer.
Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. Thank you for your participation. Briefly, I want to say, first of all, Allahu Akbar, the Creator, Allah, is greater than all his creation. I want to say, before I close up with this prayer, the Creator Allah gave us a will as humans to be free. But that freedom is to live in his reality, which is the only reality. Most people think they're free, and this government haven't helped. They promoted this, that you're free to do what you want to do. But if you use logic, you can see that can't be true. Look at the majority of people doing what they want to do and not understanding Allah freed us, gave us a limited amount of free will to be free to seek his goodness, to live in his righteousness. Because the very moment that we start going against the plan of Allah, his moral law, we bring destruction on ourselves, people. So take this with you. You're free. You want to free yourself. Come back to living a moral life, a good life, and then God, Allah, will give you your freedom back. That's why he said he never changed the condition of an individual or a nation or a world until they first change their hearts back to his goodness wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly. I'm going to be faithful and then I'm going to sin. No, God, Allah is all good. And he only accept that which is good. Never try to justify yourself. The only way to your salvation is through repentance, sincere repentance and change. We pray, oh Allah, the Most High, there is none worthy of our worship or praise except you. You is above all comprehension, yet you are acquainted with all things. There's nothing worthy to be worshipped or praised but you and you alone. We all come from you as humans and creation, and soon we shall all return back to you for judgment. We must be prepared because we don't know the second or the breath that you're going to take our life. So it would behoove us to try to stay ready at all times for you because we don't know when you're coming, but we can see the signs you're coming soon because you're taking them soon. So in my conclusion with this prayer, people remember this, that Allah, the Creator, say the smartest person is the one that remembers death the most. And the wisest person is the one that's best ready or prepared for death. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. In order to go to heaven, people, you got to die. You got to die.
We're your friend.
Thank you. yesterday, and Imam Shaheed Shabazz, I wasn't meant to actually cut you off. We didn't have a couple of seconds to go, but that was not meant to cut you off from your salat. We want to thank you, our radio audience, for joining us today, and wish you.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
Want you to hear me sing.
But there's no time,
no,
like the
no time
to give love,
to give love
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him we all must be. Why don't you give love?